Thank you, Louis. I like to read at colleges and universities a little poem which arose from the fact that I once went on a binge of reading biographies and autobiographies of famous literary men, and at the end of reading a whole slew of such books, I was left with the impression that these famous literary men had made the lives of their own children perfectly miserable. Now, at the same time I thought that, obviously I remembered that these very same men had served as parents to other people's children absolutely beautifully. That other people's children had learned from them, had tested themselves against them. Through their books, the literary men had taught the children, other people's children, what they didn't want to know, had made them face what they didn't want to face, as good parents do, and so on. And out of this paradox, came a little poem called Relationships. The legal children of a literary man remember his ugly words to their mother. He made them keep quiet and kiss them later. He made them stop fighting and finish their supper. His stink in the bathroom sickened their noses. He left them with sitters in lonesome houses. He mounted their mother and made them wear braces. He fattened on fame and raised them thin. But the secret sons of the same man spring up like weeds from the seed of his word. They eat from his hand, and it is not hard. They unravel his sweater and swing from his beard. They smell in their sleep his ferns and roses. They hunt the fox on his giant horses. They slap their mother, repeating his phrases, and swell in his sight and suck him thin. I like to read this at universities because university people write term papers and dissertations about these famous literary men and suck them thin.